Hello, dear children. How are you all? Welcome to another episode of Storynama. Today, I am going to narrate the story that we all have been eagerly waiting for. So, without delaying, I will tell you the title of the story for today. The title of the story is Lord Krishna Kills Kansa. So, children, before I start this story, let us offer a small prayer to Lord Krishna, who is the savior of the world. So, my dearies, close your eyes, fold your hands, and repeat after me. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Remember, children, the meaning of this prayer is, I bow to Lord Krishna, who lives in the hearts of all. Let us now slowly open our eyes and have a big smile on our face. So now, here goes the story. Krishna had killed all the demons which were sent by Kansa, and by now, Kansa had realized that Krishna was that eighth child who had been incarnated to kill him. So he was continuously living in fear of death. He wanted to destroy Krishna at any cost, and thus he hatched a conspiracy. He called his cousin Akrur and told him that he wanted to give a reward to Krishna for his bravery. He said, "Dear Akrur, I have understood that Krishna is very brave and strong, and I want to reward him. So go to Gokul at once and get Krishna along with you." Akrur had understood about the evil intentions of Kansa. He reached Gokul and told Krishna everything. Now, this was the moment Krishna had been waiting for all this while. He took blessings from his parents, Nand and Yashoda, and said goodbye to all the residents and friends in Vrindavan. Radha bid him a teary adieu. After all, a devotee was being separated from her god. Their love was being separated by a distance. But this was their fate, and it had to be accepted. So, children, are you all listening? Are you all listening? Okay, tell me, what was the name of Kansa's cousin? Think about it, children. Well, his name was Akrur. Yes, excellent answer. Now, Krishna, along with his elder brother Balram, reached Mathura, where the residents of Mathura were delighted to see him, because all of them knew that Krishna was going to help them get rid of their cruel ruler. All of them knew that Krishna was the incarnation who had been sent to earth to kill Kansa. Kansa had made evil plans to kill Krishna, and therefore he ordered his soldiers to release a mad elephant on the streets. the mad elephant, as soon as he was released, he immediately started destroying everything on the street like a big thunderstorm. Suddenly, Krishna came in front of the elephant and touched the elephant gently. The elephant instantly calmed down and bowed to the Lord. People praised Krishna for his bravery. Krishna gently smiled and, along with Balram, he proceeded towards Kansa's palace. Once they entered the palace, they saw that a big wrestling arena had been set up, and as soon as they entered, an announcement was made that there would be a wrestling match between two wrestlers named Chanur and Mushtika on one side and Krishna and Balram on the other side. All the audience, Akrur and Nand Baba, who had also arrived, got worried for Krishna and Balram's safety. The wrestling started. Wrestlers were making fun of young children standing in front of them. And they said, "Look at these young, weak and frail children. They are no match to our strength and they have come here to fight with us." Suddenly, Balram attacked Mushtika and gave him a hard blow on his head with a mace. Mushtika fell to the ground, writhing in pain. Chanur yelled with anger and attacked Balram. In that very instant, Krishna punched him and threw him ground. Chanur and Mushtika got up with great effort, but before they could do anything, they were entangled in the clutches of Krishna and Balram. Seeing this, Kansa started panicking and his heart was filled with fear and terror. It was the fear of death. Krishna looked up at Kansa, smiled and crushed Chanur to death. He then walked up to the place where Kansa had been standing. Kansa had started running all around the arena trying to save himself. Krishna pounced on Kansa and started crushing Kansa tighter and tighter. Kansa started choking. He could not breathe. And then Krishna crushed Kansa's neck. Kansa fell down to the ground, dead. So, dear children, this is how Lord Krishna punished Kansa for all his sins, his cruelty and evil deeds. My dearies, now can you tell me, what do we learn from this story? We learn that we should fight against evil and cruel people around us with all our strength, and we should always be brave and courageous. So, dearies, this brings us to the end of stories about the 8th avatar of Lord Vishnu. I am going to be back very soon with the story about the 9th avatar of Lord Vishnu. Keep listening to Story Nama, dear children. Bye for now. Fir milenge.